This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hour number two, Jeff in from Mike, Rico right there. Anything you want to hit on? We hit on the United States and Canada game, hit the Odyssey Rewind if you missed any of that. Lived up to the hype. I'm still a little devastated. I'm going to get over it. And something that would help me get over it is a big win by Michigan tonight. Rico, tonight, you're going to be there. I'm not.
True.
Tickets are going to be super expensive. Place is going to be off the chain. We get to see a matchup of two top 13 teams, Michigan and Michigan State. Depending on where you look in the sports books, it's either Michigan minus 3.5 or Michigan minus 2.5. And you have a question for the people. Go ahead.
Well, Regrind, see, I'm going to eliminate you from this because you're the unicorn.
Why?
You would watch this game if both teams right now were sitting at 0-23.
I have watched the game with both. Well, maybe not 0-23, but yes.
You would watch this
game. Last year was very difficult.
But I do have a question for some Michigan fans out there, Michigan Hoop fans, if the Michigan Hoop fans are really there. Or are you just a Michigan?
What do you mean with this? Are they really there?
Or are you just a Michigan football fan? But do Michigan fans, do Michigan fans really care about tonight's game? Is this a game that kind of like the hockey game last night where, you know what, if you win, you care about it because you get to talk smack to the MSU people. But if you lose,
that's enjoyable.
You shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, no big deal. We're not really a basketball school. I don't know when that became a derogatory term. Do you really care about tonight's game? And is this really more enjoyable to beat MSU than rather a chance at winning the Big Ten? Is tonight's game really just about beating Michigan State rather than everything else on the line? You win this game, you pretty much cement at least a share of the Big Ten title. Or is this just about beating Michigan State? 248-539-9797. For the Michigan fans out there, is there a care factor? Because I'm looking at the tickets that are up for sale.
Yes.
And it tells me it's a high-priced ticket. That tells me Michigan fans are selling their seats. This is almost like the Lion takeover when the Lions fans go on the road and buy up all the seats and you hear the Jared Goff chants. Well, maybe not anymore, but you hear the Jared Goff chants. You see the Honolulu Blue all throughout the stadium, even though it's not Ford Field. Is that what we should expect tonight? Because I don't know if this game means a lot for Michigan fans. This is too... When the next rankings come out, probably should be two top 10 teams. First place, whoever wins this game, you're in sole possession of first place in the Big Ten coming down the home stretch. Are you excited for this game, or is this game simply, I'll get excited if we beat Michigan State. If we don't, I don't care.
Why don't you just come out and say it? You don't think there's a lot of Michigan basketball fans. You only think there's Michigan basketball fans when the team's good.
That's it.
Yeah. It's not true, though. It's not true. Like, listen.
I said, you're the unicorn, Rigger. Okay. Take yourself out of the equation. Most Michigan fans, the last time you cared about basketball was 2020 when Juwan came in.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to care about Michigan basketball the last couple years because they've sucked. Now, you haven't had to experience it because Izzo's made the tournament for how many straight years?
I don't
28,
know.
27.
Congratulations.
Dude, 70 years old.
It's like the Wings playoff
No,
streak.
But what I'm saying is take the last couple years out of it. They didn't make the tournament. Nobody cared because Juwan was a bad coach and the program was obviously in shambles. But now that Dusty comes in, he built this team from scratch and they're currently leading the Big Ten. I think Michigan fans absolutely care and I think they want to kick your ass too.
Okay, but if they absolutely care, why are you selling your seats?
Are they?
Rigor.
Are they selling the state fans? So what do you predict this? What do you predict the crowd's going to be like tonight?
60-40.
60-40 Michigan fans.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be 40% Michigan State fans?
Yes, absolutely.
You think Sparty fans are paying $150 to get into the stadium today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, I mean, listen, I would sell my seats regardless, considering you can watch the game on TV. It's one game of a college basketball season. Same thing I told Lions fans, if they wanted to sell their tickets to Vikings fans for that last game and you got 500 at 600, 1,000, I think, why not? You've been to a Lions game before. So I don't know if that determines what kind of fan you are. What I'll tell you is I can't speak for Michigan Nation. I want them to speak for themselves. I think people are fired up because not only can they beat you, which is always huge, I don't think Michigan fans hide from this being a rivalry. In football, of course, they try to. In basketball, this is the rivalry.
Yeah,
but
I'm not,
also
yeah, I'm
to
not
win
doing
the Big
that,
Ten.
Yes.
To win the Big Ten in Dusty's first year, 18 teams. To win the Big Ten is pretty special.
If Michigan wins this game, they got a 2-game lead, which means
yes.
You allow yourself a clunker, a stinker of a game, because you finish out at Nebraska, at home with Rutgers, at home with Illinois. At home at Maryland, and then at MSU. You can lose one of those games, you're still winning the Big Ten by winning this game tonight.
Yeah,
because you knocked off Purdue, because you knocked off Michigan State, if you win tonight, you're sitting in the catbird seat.
And you guys have a tough schedule, although it looks like you were right, or at least you're playing better after losing to Indiana. I wanted to throw something on you, though. Now, you're asking towards Michigan fans, do you care about the game? Do you just care about beating old Sparty? What about you? And not specifically you, but your people, mm-hmm. Michigan State people, they got to hate the fact that Michigan hires a coach and in 1 year, they might win the Big Ten. When's the last time you won the Big Ten?
It was what, 19?
19. It's been a while. When's the last time you've been to a Final Four? 19.
19.
So, hold on.
And I'll still say 20, but we didn't have that season.
That's fair. The game season was canceled due to COVID. But while you're curious about if Michigan fans even care, I'm curious if Michigan State fans are wondering if all the shimmer is off Izzo and maybe we are looking at a changing of the guard. Because let's be honest, if Michigan wins the Big Ten, if Michigan goes further than Michigan State does in the big dance, you can easily say Izzo's been there forever, unless Dusty leaves for Indiana. We got a changing of the guard. What we saw last night was Crosby to McDavid. We might see...
Okay.
Izzo. We might see January, February, Izzo, April, May.
Or may not. Didn't we already...
Oh, I like what you did there.
Didn't we already experience this in 2021? The changing of the guard. Guy comes in, wins the Big Ten in the first year from the hardcore streets of Chicago.
But that wasn't his team. Everyone knew that.
Knock somebody down if he has to because he's from Chicago.
Well, listen, Juwan got within a Franz Wagner three-point shot from a Final Four. So I'm not going to trash him totally. It wasn't great to see him slap a coach's face.
He walked right in and won.
Yeah, but that was Beilein's
team.
With Beilein's
players. These are Mays players.
His son was on that team.
Doesn't matter.
But when Beilein was here, they were just as good as you. And Beilein beat you the majority of the time, if I'm not mistaken. What was the head-to-head record, Izzo and Beilein?
I had to look that up.
I mean, there were some bad, thin years for Beilein early on. But 248-539-9797. Rico's asking, Michigan fans, do you give a damn tonight? And what's more important? Is more important winning the Big Ten or beating Michigan State? I tell you, I want to beat you. I want to beat you bad. But I'll ask you. I mean, if Michigan does win the Big Ten, and I just got a text from a friend of ours who's a Michigan State fan saying I sound dumb. But if Michigan wins the Big Ten in Dusty's first year, I wonder what that does for Michigan State people who haven't won the Big Ten in 7 years.
Well, I think that it was set up for an awesome rematch, kind of like the Canada-USA in a few weeks at the Breslin Center, final game of the year.
On senior night.
On senior night.
Who you with? 248-539-9797. Get to the calls, get to the text, 97 on the ticket.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, big game tonight. Second day, massive game. Michigan State at Chrysler. Michigan, a 3.5-point favorite. Rico asking Michigan fans how much you care. How much do Michigan fans care? I mean, I think the answer is a lot. And what would you rather do, win the Big Ten or beat the old Sparty? 248-539-9797. I threw it back in Rico's face. I'm very proud of myself, if I do say so myself. If Dusty does win the Big Ten, if they go further in the NCAA tournament, Izzo's going to turn 71. At what point do you wonder about a potential changing of the guard if Dusty stays, which I think he's going to stay here?
Yeah, the way it's going more and more, I think Chris Beard's going to end up with that Indiana job, because that's what we're talking about. Would he leave for that? That's another topic for another day. I've seen the changing of the guard. I've heard this story before. New Michigan coach comes in, and oh, look, watch out. Even Beilein was probably the closest.
It was.
And then he opted out to the NBA, and then Juwan came in and immediately won. You know, I'm sure Amaker had some years in there. Did he do anything?
He did not. No, absolutely not. Amaker had like Ellerby Lavelle Blanchard. Oh, no, he definitely did.
Well, he actually beat them in that first tournament.
Though Evan Jenkins, of course, who works here at The Ticket, does a great job. He sent me the record. And Izzo's 14-9 against Beilein. He started 0-4. Beilein started 0-4 because those first two teams were really bad. But what I'm saying is, if Michigan does win the Big Ten and they go further than you in the NCAA tournament, and Tom's another year older at age 71, if it's still the same old, unless you do something special this year, I do think that people might start to wonder, maybe the tide is changing.
You know what? No, I would need to see another year. And this is not to take away from Dusty May, because I think Dusty May is an awesome coach. You know, going to the Final Four last year, he went to the portal and he hit on all of his players and they won. I need to see what Michigan will look like next year with the people that they coming in. I know they got the Mr. Basketball candidate here that plays for Orchard Lake St. Mary's, and Trey McKinney. I need to see what he does next season. Can you go back to the portal and bring in more people and keep this thing going? Or do you swing and miss? Because here's what happens when you swing and miss in the portal. You're Arkansas. They went out and got a ton of people. Calipari took everybody from Kentucky with him, and they may not make the tournament. So if you're relying on portal guys and not development, I need to wait and see. I'll give you this year because you did a great job. Look, Vlad Goldin, my opinion, should probably be player of the year or at least on first team. He's unstoppable. He's like your version of Zach Edey. He's like 7 feet tall, but he never fouls out. He doesn't get in foul trouble, and he just makes big-time baskets at the end of the game. Wolf, 7-foot guard, he's like your 7-foot point guard, can score any type of way. He's a mismatch. Those two together, great. 3 through 8, I don't know about. I don't know what Michigan's going to bring players 3 through 8. So that's how I see the Wolverine team.
David, your thoughts, ticket text, get to the calls.
I've been looking forward to this game for a month. I've kind of seen where it was headed.
There's
going to
be good
teams.
Son versus bad son tonight in the Battle Royal.
They don't care about basketball at all. I've tried.
Wow.
Not because it's Michigan
job.
State. They just don't like basketball. And I know they're black. I know. Tell me about it. I'm looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this. I've kind of seen the pathway leading in this direction over a month now. And I'm like, yes, I can't wait for this game. But I think there are other Michigan fans that are excited about this game as well. We do have basketball fans.
I can tell.
We do. Well, they're working. You know, they're working. They're busy.
Yeah, people are sleeping.
I do believe, yes, we do have a fan base here that loves the Michigan Wolverines. I think you're wrong on the percentage of what the arena will look like. I think it's going to be more 80-20 Michigan fans. I truly believe that. 80-20, not 40% Spartan fans. You all can stay away.
David, I say 60-40 because I've been there when both teams are good. And, I mean, it was Michigan State was the reason why Michigan came up with a new ticket policy. Like, because Spartan fans took over their arena once, and it was like, it held up a sign saying, "Welcome to Breslin Center East." And that didn't get taken well with the Michigan administration, so they came up with a new ticket policy. I do think that you're going to hear a lot of go green, go whites,
and
you might,
but to be honest, to be fair, the majority of times that we've watched Michigan State basketball, you guys have been the predominant program. Michigan, for the most part, with the exception of 5 years with Beilein and maybe a couple years with Juwan, has been a joke.
No, Rieger,
they have been a joke.
It's been a competitive game because Michigan State hasn't been any good.
I understand
that. It's been a fun game that you and I cared about.
Of course.
But people didn't care about it.
I think Michigan fans care. Maybe you're right. Maybe they only care if they win, and then they're going to get on the socials and talk smack to people.
No, I think it's the same as had the United States won last night. It wasn't about the United States winning. It was about Canada losing. And you would have called up all your Canadian friends and just rubbed it into them.
No, you're right about that. I care more about Michigan State losing tonight. That's it.
David,
that's all I want to see tonight. I want to see you all go home crying. Go home. I that's what I want to see tonight.
At least you're honest, David.
Got some ticket text?
Yeah, sure do. Tonight's game is huge for in-state bragging rights. With rivalries almost gone, though, this means a lot. That is from Matthew. Another person says, "We've been the more successful program for the last 20 years. Not sure how Sparty could even speak like that at this point."
Who has? Michigan State?
Michigan has been the most successful.
Yeah, that's a little delusional.
Did last year not count?
What about the year before?
And now here's the other thing. Now go back to the first, go back to that other text. You're right. But see, I wonder if there's, back in the day when you had the two teams who actually hated each other, and you had Trey Burke, and you had like guys locally who understood this thing. When you really look at it, I'm like, you look at Michigan's roster and like, what Will Cheddar's been through these wars? Yeah, okay. For Michigan State, they got three players actually from the state of Michigan, and it's Jay Nakins and Cooper and Nick Sanders, a walk-on. Like, other than that, there's a lot of outsiders who are kind of going to get new to – now, State has more players who played in it, but I guess it meant more back in the day when you actually had players from the state or close by in Ohio battling each other.
I will count Jace. I'll count him. Because he knows the rivalry, right?
Is he still there?
No, I'm talking about Richardson.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Chase
Hyatt. No.
See, he's always
I'm talking about Richardson. I would count him because he understands it because of his father.
Only because of his father,
that's
though,
because
he's coming from Florida.
Yes.
So he didn't really know too much
about
this.
But hold on a second, because this game is not about the players. It's about the fans, at least I think so. And we know that Michigan fans want to kick your ass. I mean, I think that's fair. Like, does the average Michigan fan right now that loves to say this is not a rivalry for football, you are frothing frothing at the mouth to kick Sparty's ass, correct? I would hope so. Please tell me, 248-539-9797. The question from your side is, you want to kick Michigan's ass too, because of course it's a rivalry, and you guys despise Michigan. So tonight, I think, should spark the rivalry back up that's been dead basketball-wise for the last 3 years because Michigan stunk.
Yeah. No, this is what you want to see, because Rieger, I'm going to go on record and say, just like during the NFL season, I'm like, look, I think that Lions-Vikings game is going to come. That's the division game. The final game that these two play for the senior night at the Breslin Center,
yeah,
that's first place will be on the line. Winner gets first place. Loser may end up in second. That's how big I think these two programs are. The respect that I have for both programs. But, yeah, just tonight, it doesn't have that feel of like, yeah, these are the two top teams in the Big Ten. They're battle-tested, battle of styles. As they say, styles make the fight. Michigan, you got 2 7-footers. Michigan State, you like to run and press. I mean, you like to run, you know, the fast break and get the points off the turnovers. Michigan turns the ball over a lot. State can't hit threes to save their life. Like, what's going to happen in this game? How much is the crowd going to influence this game? So 248-539-9797.
97 won the ticket. All right, talking Michigan and Michigan State. Rico asking the question, do Michigan fans even care? And by the way, I was pissed at Rico today when I heard he was going to ask this question. But then I look at the feedback, and maybe he's right. People don't seem all that fired up for what should be a very entertaining basketball game and has some stake to it, man. You're talking about 11 versus 12 or 12 versus 13. 248-539-9797. The other question David asked was, would you rather beat Michigan State or would you rather win the Big Ten? I'd rather beat you guys, but could I do both?
I guess the answer should be you want to win the Big Ten.
I want to
beat
you.
That should be the answer.
I want to beat you. I wonder, do Michigan fans share the hatred for Michigan State at their own sport? It's a lot like the United States and Canada. Like, you get a chance to knock off Izzo and Sparty tonight and talk a little smack, I would assume you'd be all for it. The other question is, what do you think the audience or the crowd looks like? Because if it was all Michigan fans, I feel people might be a little more excited. But Rico's saying the ticket prices are so high because Michigan fans are selling them to Spartan fans.
I mean, they realize this is a hot-selling ticket, so you know what? We might as well go. You see the same with the Lions. When they go on the road, people know, you know what? They're going to show up anyway. Why not make a little money? And I'm okay with people making money off their tickets. I'm not that guy saying you're a bad fan, okay?
Do.
Please don't get it twisted. You're not a bad fan if you can make some money off of your tickets. That's on you. I do not know your financial situation. Good for you. Okay. It's funny because when you put them out there, it's like, who's going to buy those tickets? I don't think other Michigan fans are going to buy those tickets. I think it's going to be MSU fans. But I'm looking at the mental gymnastics that you're doing.
Well, like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing?
The Izzo beeline.
Yeah.
Izzo's up 14-9.
It was a rivalry.
But you're like, well, take away the first four games.
Well, I think you're allowed
to. And it's a lot closer. Like,
no.
You
what
cannot
I said.
Do that, Rieger. That's like saying, well, take away the last two goals from last night and the United States win.
No, what I said was, if Dusty wins tonight, if Dusty wins the Big Ten, something Michigan State hasn't done since 2019, if Dusty goes further in the NCAA tournament, the big dance, I wonder if you start to wonder about maybe a changing of the guard from legendary Izzo at age 71, who hasn't had much success in the last 6 years, to a guy that just comes in his 30s
well,
and wins the Big Ten.
He actually won in 2020. He won the Big Ten in 2020. And then they canceled the season.
Well, you know what? I can't tell you what would have happened because
ironically
we don't
enough,
know.
Ironically enough.
You won
enough,
7 games in a row and then COVID hit.
Right. Ironically, right. I say, like a week later, we're told stay away from each other. But I remember that night we're all huddled up and taking photos and just like, okay, the players are there. And it's just
I remember.
And then COVID happens. Stay away, social distance.
And they canceled the tournament. I will get to the calls. But no, my whole point was, could there be a changing of the guard soon? And I brought up Beilein and Izzo. And I simply said, Beilein was right there with Tom if you erased the first 2 years, which was awful.
You can't
but
do
you
that,
can.
Rieger. You can't rewrite history.
Please. When you take over.
You know what, David? If that Titanic had not hit that iceberg, they would have all made it to the United States safely.
You're not being rational or fair because you understood the garbage team that Beilein took over. Come on.
I'm sorry. Whose fault is that?
It's just like Izzo. Izzo, when he took over, he didn't make the Big Ten or the Big Dance. He
and
made
that still
NIT.
Counts against his record.
I understand
if you
that.
Only take you away those years where he didn't.
Right. No, you understand that you're building a program. It's not like it is now with the transfer portal.
You know what, David? If the second half last year in San Francisco didn't happen, the Lions were going to win the Super Bowl.
And you know what? You know what? You just see your program slipping away. You see it slipping
away. Only
George
Pickens showed up to games on time.
Right, Rieger, you can't rewrite history like that. Well, if you take away these 2 years, you can't do that. You know what?
Eric.
That's just
and Graham Blanc. You're on the ticket. What's up, Eric?
Hey, can we just take the time to appreciate Rico painting the picture of Dusty May falling off after getting a good transfer portal class?
And I like that, yeah.
Scooby-Doo mask and it's Mel Tucker standing there.
Oh, come on,
Eric.
Come
that's
on,
what Rico's hoping for.
I said I need to see him do it again. He did a great job. Go do it again.
It's fair. It's fair. But like,
and I'm not Mel Tucker. I'm not in a hotel room.
Right,
thank
from
God.
A cell phone. No, seriously, though, I mean, we've suffered through Tommy Amaker. We've suffered through the playoff ban, the two national championship losses. We suffered through Juwan Howard having two lottery picks and Hunter Dickinson and not even making the tournament. And then the savior shows up with all these kids. And from the beginning, looking at this team, like, if they can just limit the turnovers and come together, I look at tonight as a test that really makes me excited to go against Michigan State. We're talking like number 4 in the country in assists, I think top 20 in rebounds. They're really good at the stripe. And we just need to get ready and get battle tested, in my opinion. So I'm super excited
Eric,
for tonight.
Eric, I agree with you. I really do. I would disagree with the battle tested at the stripe. They miss way too many free throws for my liking. And the turnovers seem like they have gotten a little better. But I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're a Michigan basketball fan and Rico likes to say, who are you people? You don't exist. But, dude, Michigan basketball fans have lived through torture with some of the god-awful coaches and some of the bad teams. And they haven't made the Big Dance in the last 3 years. So I agree with you, man. Michigan
absolutely.
Fans should be pumped up.
And I'm at Michigan State. State from the stripe, not Michigan.
Oh, gotcha.
We're losing you, Eric. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're losing your phone, Eric. Sorry about that.
I thought he said Michigan was very good for the charity stripe. He says you guys are. You guys aren't very good from the three ball. I can tell you that much.
No, but you know what? The good news is they realize they're bad from three, and they don't shoot that many. Like unless it was the Indiana game and they shot way too many, and that's
that was just
thing.
A weird game.
If Michigan doesn't zone them, then I question Dusty May.
I would zone the crap out of you. The funny thing is, Indiana had two bigs that dominated you guys. I would hope the same thing happens tonight. Mike in St. Clair Shores, you're on the ticket. What's up, Mikey?
Hey guys, love the show.
Thank you.
So I went back and you know looked at some history since 2017. And, you know, we talked about Izzo kind of slipping a little bit. Since 2017, Michigan has made 5 Sweet 16s, Michigan State, 2. Elite 8s, Michigan, 2. Michigan State, 1. Same amount of Final Fours. Yeah, Michigan State has more Big Ten championships in the regular season, but it's about what you do in March. And Izzo's Mr. March, but since 2017, not really. So is he slipping a little bit? I say yeah, and I think Dusty May could be the changing of the guards a little bit. I mean, the writing is kind of on the wall a little bit. I mean, you're seeing Izzo slip for sure. Dusty May obviously has some stuff to prove, but I think Izzo is slipping a bit.
And, Mike, and that's why I said next year will be the key year for me to see what he can do because I've seen this before. Izzo's falling off. Heck, I remember there was an article going all the way back to, I think, 2002.
Yeah.
When somebody said, well, Izzo's slipping and he's falling
off.
That's
when he was going to take the Cleveland job, right?
Right?
Or the Atlanta
like,
job.
Okay. Yeah. His teams, dude, I am not apologizing for these teams. They have been awful the last couple of years, including a playing game loss against UCLA.
Oh, I remember.
Where they gave the game away at the end and they had to leave. So he struggled. Well, and getting out the problem I have with Michigan State right now, the goal shouldn't be getting out the first weekend. The goal should be It used to be, when are you going to win your second title? Then they go, okay, well, let's make the Final Four. Okay, Elite Eight, Sweet 16.
Dude, he used to have that record where if you stayed 4 years, right, you went to the Final Four. That has since been dissipated. But the caller's right, and I'm not sticking up for Michigan basketball, because the end of Juwan Howard was a total bleep show. However, Izzo has not been vintage Mr. March, January, February, Izzo! He's not been that Izzo for damn near half a decade.
Let me ask you this question.
I'm not sticking up for Michigan. Michigan State is slipping.
But for those saying he's slipping, is he slipping? Because so far, he's endured Beilein, he's endured Juwan, and now he's got Dusty May. Which is slipping? I think the Michigan program is the one that's slipping.
Well, to be fair, Beilein just left. Beilein left because he was sick of it.
But I'm with Rico here. Because, yes, okay, you can say Izzo may be slipping, but I also can't tell you what Dusty May's going to do, because it's 1 year. That last caller, we haven't even gotten to the first postseason in Dusty May's era. And yet he's saying, oh, changing of the guard. How can we say that yet?
No. Eventual changing of the guard. Eventual.
I cannot predict that right now.
And I understand that.
Let me see what he does in his first postseason.
But that's why we're talking about tonight, and tonight could be an indicator.
But
that's
beating
all.
Him, I get it, and I want to beat Michigan State so bad. But if he wins tonight, I still can't say changing of the guard. It's one game.
All right, little football next.
No. Oh, how about that? No, we're going to finish this conversation. Gotcha. We'll get some football at the top of the hour.
All right. Michigan State. I agree.
Let's listen to what they have to say.
I love the topic.
And listen to Rieger math.
What was that? Oh, Jeremy Otto. Wow. He's a very threatening man. Wow. He looks good today, too, all dressed up. All right, more Michigan State. Big game tonight. Tip at Chrysler at 805-97 on the ticket. Spare the discussion. Rico and I are we're reminiscing about great Michigan State moments at the break.
Rieger was talking about the three times that I remember they played Michigan 2019. They played three times, I think, in the final 18 days of the season, including the Big Ten championship game. But Rieger hit me with a fun fact. I did not remember.
I believe it was this year. I'm not especially sure, but I do believe that season Michigan started 17-0, and then Iggy Brazdeikis to the media said, "I want Duke," and they went on the road to Wisconsin and lost by 100.
See,
and
then they were 500
after that.
I think that was the 21 year.
Oh, was that more? Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong.
The year you said, I didn't realize that they had a double-digit lead in all three of those games.
That year they did. Michigan did. Wow. Yes. All right, 248-539-9797. How geeked is Michigan fans for this game tonight? Could there be a changing of the guard, people, if Michigan wins the Big Ten? They're pretty close to it. Goes further in the NCAA tournament. And Tom Izzo just does what he's done for the last half decade, which is not much. Let's go to Tony on a sell. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Tone?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man? Tony?
Rico, you know, I hate to piggyback off some of the previous callers, but I guess they kind of sum up how some of the Michigan fans feel as far as basketball concerned. I think this thing for Izzo is a big factor. 2 points. I think Michigan has had the better program than Michigan State over the last 10 years as far as talent and as far as the NCAA tournament. That's one. You know, when I say talent, I mean talent that's went to the pros, first right. round draft choices, things like that.
Okay, I'm going to let you get the two. You know what, Tony?
Okay.
I agree with that. They've sent more pros, except for the irony was the year he had the three lottery picks and they didn't make the tournament. But they had three lottery picks.
Well, they made the NIT and lost NIT. No, I hear you, but they lost in the first game of the NIT to Notre Dame, I believe.
Because nobody wants to be there. Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead.
And I agree with that, Rico. I'm mainly talking about when we talk about the talent going to pros. I'm mainly talking about numbers, first round draft choice.
Yeah.
But point number two, and this is really directed to Rico. Do you get the feeling that sometimes Michigan State fans kind of get Izzo a pass? He really hasn't done nothing as far as the tournament wise championships. It's the first one. It's kind of Jim Boeheim 2.0. He got a lifetime contract based off of one NCAA championship.
Tony, and no, that's actually a fair question, because when he won the title and then he started making Final Fours, and that was enough. You know, all of a sudden, Michigan State fans started questioning him in like 2010, and then he went back to more Final Fours with Denzel and those guys. But it does feel like, especially with the last few years struggling to get out the first weekend, he's hit Lifetime Achievement Award, where you base him based off of all the years instead of what he's done recently. That's why, to me, with this team, it's critical that they actually do something, like at least an Elite Eight, and you could say, okay, there's something there. If this team gets upset in the first weekend, then it's going to be like, okay, Tom, what are we doing here? Is this program going backwards? Because State fans shouldn't have to cross their fingers and hope just to make the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16 used to be a given.
I think you guys are right. I really do. I think people give Izzo a pass, the majority of them, because they remember so many Final Fours, nine of them, right?
You do. You remember all the fun times.
I hated every second of it.
Brandon Dawson dunk, and there's Kalen Lucas, and there's all the
Cassius Winston, right? And Matt McQuaid, and
There's Jaren Jackson, there's Miles Bridges.
But here's the great thing. Over the last 5 years, Izzo has won six tournament games.
Yeah.
So that's not good enough. And to your point,
it's very problematic, Rieger, when you can sit there. It used to be, if you were a State fan, man, you didn't really plan much in March, or you were planning to go on different trips. Now it's, all right, you seriously are hoping that they can make it to the second weekend.
But you're proving my point. So many people that laughed at me when I said, if Dusty has success and Izzo doesn't, we could be seeing a changing of the guard. That's all. Now, you want to see Dusty do it again? Totally fair.
No.
Izzo, over the last half decade, has not been Izzo. He's not been Mr. March.
It's not that I need to see Dusty do it again. I need to see what the foundation is, because his foundation right now are a bunch of transfer guys who I don't think are going to be sticking around after this year. So that's why it could fall off if they're not there. I don't know. Like, there's no star freshman that you're like, hey, okay, he's going to be there for a while.
Right.
You don't have that.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying.
Anymore.
You know what, Rieger? Fair.
Thank you. Darren in Clinton Township, you're on the ticket. What's the word, Darren?
What's up, boys? I'll be as succinct as possible. I'm not approaching this game just because it's against Michigan State. I'm approaching this game because I need answers, okay? I've been watching this team. I can't believe they're grinding out. Yeah, they're battle-tested. I'm approaching it as they're playing another Big Ten good school on the way to the Big Ten title. I want to know I want to know the rotation. I want to know who's the man going to be. I want to know what Danny Wolf does with 10 seconds left and he's got the ball. I need him to be more aggressive. I need Trey to be good. I need a lot of things. Not only turnovers, I need to know what kind of turnovers. I need to know if I can raise my expectations to a third level.
So, Darren,
I'm 59 years old. I'm 1-5 or 1-6 in my lifetime in championship games. thanks for bringing up that UCLA game, Rico. I will never, ever get past that game. So I need a lot of answers tonight. That's what I need.
Okay, fair enough. He needs answers. I get that.
I got a question.
Yeah.
He was talking about Michigan State, right? What he needs answers for? Or was he talking about Michigan?
I think he was talking about... Yeah, that's
okay,
a great
he brought
question.
Up the UCLA game. Michigan,
but they both lost to UCLA.
Yes.
But he was saying he needs... No, I think it was Michigan, because he needs to know what Wolf is going to do in the final 10 seconds.
You brought up the UCLA playing game. I brought up, I guess, the UCLA game where they lost to...
But I think he meant Michigan, because he was talking about Wolf. Because if not, because if not, he would have said, I need to see what Jaden Akins does in the final 10 seconds. So, yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll continue talking about this. Plus, we got Who Said It coming up in the next hour. And you know, we're going to touch the table with a little bit of football. We got plenty of show available. But right now, Michigan State fans, where are you? How big is this game tonight? 97-1.